Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi. The news was as chilling as it was unprecedented. A former sheriff, the very person sworn to uphold the law, stood indicted for the murder of a sitting judge, gunned down in his own chambers. It was a headline that defied belief, a twist so grim it could have been ripped from a dark crime novel. Sean Mickey Steins, once a trusted figure in southeastern Kentucky, now faced the possibility of the death penalty for the murder of District Judge Kevin Mullins. A crime caught on tape, but still shrouded in mystery. 2 months had passed since that fateful September day, yet the shockwaves reverberated through Letcher County and beyond. In a tiny Appalachian town where everyone seemed to know everyone else, the brutal killing of Mullins had become an unshakable wound. He had been the quiet, steady hand of justice in Whitesburg for 15 years. Then, one sunny afternoon, the man he once called sheriff entered his chambers and pulled the trigger not once, but twice. The video, silent but damning, showed the grim sequence of events. Steins, wearing a calm demeanor, approached Mullins' desk. After a brief exchange, he drew his gun and fired. Mullins fell to the floor, lifeless. But it wasn't over. Steins circled the desk, stood over the judge's motionless body, and fired again. In those haunting moments, the sanctity of a courthouse, meant to be a bastion of justice and order, was shattered. At a hearing last month, the footage was played for a hushed courtroom. The silent video spoke volumes. Gasps and sobs punctuated the room as the images replayed the unthinkable, the finality of violence unfolding in a space meant to resolve disputes, not create them. Mullins' murder was not a random act of rage. It was methodical, deliberate, and incomprehensible. But why? That was the question burning through the collective consciousness of a stunned community. Police and prosecutors had yet to offer a motive. Steins himself had pleaded not guilty, maintaining an icy silence about what drove him to such an act. Even the defense team seemed caught in a fog of uncertainty, leaving a trail of more questions than answers. In the days leading up to the killing, there were no public signs of animosity between the judge and the former sheriff. On the very day of the shooting, they had even shared lunch with colleagues at a nearby restaurant, according to testimony. Nothing about the meal suggested the chaos to come. Yet hours later, Steins allegedly tried to call his daughter from Mullins' phone. Then, as investigators noted, he pulled the trigger, leaving no weapon on or near the judge's body. Steins' resignation as sheriff came quietly a week after the murder, with Billy Jones, a former high school resource officer, stepping in as his replacement. Jones, known for his calm demeanor and steadying presence, represented a community trying to patch its scars, but the damage ran deep. Letcher County was left grappling with the weight of betrayal and the disturbing reality that one of its own had allegedly crossed the thin blue line in the most horrifying way possible. For now, the case seems to hinge on the details captured by the silent yet damning courtroom footage. But those close to the investigation point to other key questions. Why did Steins allegedly attempt to call his daughter moments before the killing? Was there a private matter, a grudge, or some unresolved tension between these two men? The defense's promise of a parallel investigation has only added to the intrigue, creating a cloak of secrecy around Steins' motives and state of mind. As the legal process marches forward, the indictment serves as a stark reminder of the fragility of trust in public officials. Sean Steins was not just a sheriff. He was a symbol of law and order in Whitesburg, the person many turned to when chaos threatened. To see him now, indicted and jailed, accused of murdering a judge, is to watch the pillars of a community crumble. The next steps in the case remain pivotal. Will the trial finally reveal the elusive motive behind this shocking crime? Or will the mystery deepen, leaving Letcher County with more questions than it can bear? For now, one thing is certain. Judge Mullen's life was cut tragically short, and the town he served must wrestle with a haunting loss that words alone cannot mend. The scene is surreal, isn't it? A man like Sean Mickey Steins, once the embodiment of law and order, now sits in a jail cell indicted for the murder of Judge Kevin Mullins. For a community like Whitesburg, it's like watching your most trusted protector tear down the very walls of safety they were sworn to defend. It's hard to reconcile. This isn't the kind of betrayal you see every day. Not in a courthouse. Not in a place where justice is meant to be impartial, unyielding, and above reproach. What strikes me most, though, is the silence. Not just the literal silence of that courtroom video, though that alone is chilling enough, but the lack of answers. No motive, no explanation, no breadcrumbs leading us to the why of it all. What was going through Stein's mind when he walked into those chambers, gun in hand? Was this premeditated, or did something happen in that room that pushed him to the brink? These are questions everyone in Letcher County is asking, but so far, the answers remain elusive. And then, there's the video itself, a piece of evidence that's as damning as it is disturbing. Watching someone approach another human being, pull a gun, and fire. Not once, but twice. It's almost incomprehensible. The deliberate nature of it, the methodical circling of the desk, the second shot aimed at a man already on the floor. It's not just a crime, it's a message. But to whom? And why? Without the audio, we're left to guess at the context, the conversation, and the trigger, figurative or literal, that led to those fateful moments. It's also impossible to ignore the ripple effect this case has had on the community. Whitesburg is a small town, the kind of place where people gather for high school football games and Sunday services. Judge Mullins wasn't just a judge. He was a neighbor, a friend, someone you'd wave to at the grocery store. And Steins? He was the guy you called when you needed help. To have one take the life of the other, well, it tears at the fabric of what small-town life is supposed to be. But here's the thing. Even in the face of such a senseless act, there's a resilience in this community. Billy Jones stepping up as sheriff is a testament to that. It's a reminder that while trust can be broken, it can also be rebuilt, slowly, painstakingly, but rebuilt nonetheless. And as the legal process unfolds, there's hope that justice will bring some form of closure, even if it can't bring back Judge Mullins. For now, all we can do is wait and watch as the pieces of this puzzle come together. The courtroom drama, the investigation, the trial, they're all chapters in a story that has left an indelible mark on this town. And as we uncover more, one question lingers. What does justice look like when the protector becomes the predator? That's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts. Thanks for listening. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed.
in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.